So, Peter, looking ahead to the weekend's matches, there is, of course, four senior games down for decision, a number of intermediate games as well. But before we do that, after the opening weekend, there's already a bit of controversy surrounding the 2021 Championship. As we know, Bundoran have lodged an appeal against the result following the defeat to Ardrah, and once again it's based in and around the issue of subs and the amount of subs that was used. Bundoran are saying that Ardrah may have used six subs during the game. But the objection has been officially lodged, so it's something the CCC are going to have to look at. But really, Peter, I think it's fair to say this is not the start to this year's championship that everybody in Donegal GAA would have wanted, given what happened with the county final.
No, Oisin, looking at it, if you're looking at it from outside Donegal, it must look very strange that we're in this situation again. A couple of weeks after, as you say, what happened in the 2020 county final. I was in Ardrah on Sunday at that game, and there was a bit of controversy, or and something happened towards the end of the game. I'm not so sure about the outcome of the appeal. I suppose it's sub judice at this stage. It will be heard. It mightn't be as clear cut as the Niamh Connell Kilcar game, but you know, it's another game that ended in controversy, and with one point between them at the end. A very, very close game. Always, I suppose it has always been a very close game between Ardrah and Bundoran in recent years, and a late goal involved again as well, with Stephen Boyle getting it. But hopefully it can be cleared up, because we don't want this disrupting the championship. And I know that the teams are not out again until the week after this, so I think they have time to clear it up, and it will be cleared up.
Yeah, hopefully it's not going to linger on like the way the Niamh Connell situation is. We've seen last week, Peter, Kilcar needed a big second half performance to come through against St Unions. Maybe what was happening off the field in relation to the 2020 county final in the saga, which still hasn't been finished, played a part in their first half performance. Niamh Connell will be saying that they are starting the defence of their title this weekend against Glenfinn. Do you expect maybe what's going on off the field to have any sort of impact on the Niamh Connell boys as they tick to the pitch this coming weekend?
Well, I think they will have looked at what happened last weekend in O'Donnell Park, and they'll want to emulate that. I'd say I can't see them actually losing against Glenfinn on Saturday. They met in the quarterfinal last year and they won by 216 to 5 points. There would be a slight gulf between these teams, and you know, it was a very, very bad draw, I suppose, for Glenfinn to get in the opening game. I expect Niamh Connell to win that game and probably win it comfortably, and you know, put down a marker as well, as Kilcar did.
Yeah, that's the only game at senior level on Saturday, but there is three matches to come on Sunday afternoon. None of the big four involved, so at centre stage for the rest of the teams, and two of the sides playing at home south of the gap. St Noel's against Termon first up at 2 o'clock. These games have always been tight between these two sides, and would you expect much of the same this weekend in this one, Peter?
Yeah, I'm expecting a good contest here, because These teams have brought in young players in the last number of years, and you know, I know that we'll say St Noel's would still depend a lot on two non-county players, Stuart Johnson and Stephen Griffin, but they have Pádraig Mógán and Brendan McCall back as well from county duty. But they have also brought in three or four younger players from the minor panel over the last couple of years, and you know, in Termon, it's been all change, I'd say, as you would know, over the last 3 or 4 years. And like, it's nearly a completely new team. I saw them in Ballyshannon earlier this year. And, you know, they're starting to come together. And Francis Friel is probably a project for him to bring this team back to, you know, to become competitive at senior level. And they have a lot of young players like Jack Alcorn, Jamie Grant. Ryan McFadden has been particularly impressive in the middle of the field. Bobby McGettigan, and probably they'll be relying on Darrow McDade to take, you know, to take the bulk of scores, especially from the ground. Yeah, it's very, very hard game to call, and I suppose both teams will want to get off on the right foot. St Noel's have to go to Glenfinn the following week, and I think Termon have St Unions at home. So whoever can get the 2 points here will be sitting pretty, you know, after the first round of games. Probably with home advantage, you would expect that Knowles might be slight favours, but I don't think there'll be much in it.
Yeah. The other two games, some people will say McCool's against St Michael's is probably the standout tie of the weekend, but and the part of the county where Ballyshannon and Donegal Town are going to collide on Sunday afternoon, some would say that that's the big game of the weekend. It's been a while since Four Masters and Aroa Ballyshannon clashed at senior level in the Donegal Championship, and there'll be a bit of bragging rights from this one down your way, Peter.
There was indeed, and you know they were operating in different leagues this year as well. Four Masters have gone back; they were down to Division 3, and for a while they were actually struggling there. But they seem to have got their act together towards the end of the league. You know they have under 20 county star Richard O'Rourke, and they have big Kevin McBurty in the middle of the field. And young forwards like Killian Faulkner and Shea Travers up front, they probably will be underdogs on Sunday, you know, given that Aroa have been quite good this year and got promotion to Division 1, won all but eight of their nine games in the top and Division 2. And they're a team that don't really have any stars but they have a lot of good players. Eddie Lynch and Colm Kelly have been excellent in defence and have been there for the last 3 or 4 years at centre half back and full back. I don't know whether they'll have Peter Boyle back in goals. He's been missing this year due to injury, but Carol O'Brien has been a very good replacement. And you know, they have the McGraths around the middle of the field and Nathan Boyle. And Philip Patton has been their scorer-in-chief, a bit like Darragh McDade of Terriman. And David Dolan is back from injury as well. So Aroa probably would be slight favourites, but you know, probably Barry Dunyan will probably play a part for Four Masters, and they have to go to Kilcar the following week, and Aroa have Niamh Connell at home the following week. So again, just like the Knowles Terman game, 2 points from this game will be vital for the teams if they want to make the quarterfinals or make the last eight.
Yeah, McCool's are taking on St Michael's with a 4:30 start and Ballybuffet. Can the hosts make home advantage count this weekend against the side from Creasta Dunfanaghy?
Well, looking from the outside, this is probably, I think, the standout fixture of the day, because these two teams, you know, have been there for the last number of years. And maybe McCool's, you know, given that they ran Gidor so close last year in the quarterfinal, they might be even actually on the up in the last number of years, while St Michael's have been diminished a little bit, I suppose, with, you know, Colm McFadden and Christy Toy, the influence has waned. And, you know, this could be a shootout between the young guys, Michael Langan and Oisin Gallen. I think McCool's have a great chance. Now, they probably didn't perform that well during the league, but they were the one team that beat Aroa when they needed to win a game, and they didn't have Oisin Gallen at that stage. So you would expect that they might be slight favourites. I saw St Michael's playing Bundoran, and they weren't going that well until Michael Langan came on, but once he came on, he ran the game. And on that type of form, I think St Michael's will fancy themselves. But again, I think it's a very, very close game to call. If I was put on the spot, I'd probably say maybe McCool's by a point.
Yeah. Just moving on to the Intermediate Championship, Bertha taking on Convoy, Mallon against Nivora, both those games on Saturday. There's a further four games down for decision on Sunday. Dunloe, who had a big one last weekend, are heading off to Red Hughes and will look to build on that, while Neve Breed are playing Neve Alton. But I think, Peter, it's fair to say the two standout games this weekend in the Intermediate Championship involve one of the teams that played in the final and lost the final the last 2 years and suffered a defeat, a shock defeat. They're calling it against Neve Columba last week. That's Clohanaly, who will look to bounce back at Fannad. And then Neve Columba are hosting Buncrana. So those two games at Fannad and Neve Columba, think of the standout ties at Intermediate this weekend.
Yeah, there would be. The one in Fannad is probably a very, very important one for Clohanaly. You know, when Fannad won their first game away to Convoy, so they have points on the board. Clohanaly, as you say, probably one of the favourites for the Intermediate title. These two sides met last year as well in Fannad, and there was just a goal between them. Clohanaly got over the line I think Paul Sweeney may have got a goal that day, and he's been a goal scorer on a regular basis for Clonmacnoise. But, you know, Fannett are in a good position in the fact they weren't that impressive, I suppose, beating St Mary's of Convoy last week, but they do have points on the board. So if Clonmacnoise want to be, I suppose, in the shake-up, they know that they're going to have to get points on the board soon. I know in the intermediate, you know, if you can get two wins, you would probably be okay to make the quarterfinals because 8 of the 12 go through. But, you know, they wouldn't want to be waiting for the last two games to be picking up points. So I expect that they'll be putting in a big performance on Sunday. And they were missing Jason McGee last week, a red card that was carried over from last year's county final. And with him back, you know, you would expect that they might be too good for Fannett and probably will get back in the race. The other game, as you say, probably the game of the day in Martin Ale in Glencolum Hill. And these two teams, New Columba and Buncrana, they won their opening game. So that, I suppose, takes a little bit of the pressure off. But no doubt there'll be a bit of bragging rights, I suppose. Buncrana would feel that They are real contenders for the Intermediate Championship, having won the Junior a couple of years ago. And like, they have the players to contend. They lost out to Clonmacnoise last year in the semi-final. But, you know, you could arguably say that they have improved. And, you know, the main men, McGonagall and Jigger, got the goals last weekend against Sport. And for Niamh Columba to travel to Clonmacnoise and get the result, that was a big, big win. I know they lost Finn Gallagher to a red card, and he'll probably be missing this Sunday. But at home, maybe in more recent times, it's been easier to get points in Glen, but there was a time when if you went to Glen in the championship, you wouldn't be expecting to get much. And I think that they'll probably get over the line against Buncrana on Sunday, but these two teams will still be involved when it comes to the quarterfinals.